And for too many Prussian states, the word society should be replaced with the word army. And one thing is to create a small entity that is fully autonomous, and the other is to be a small outpost of civilization. And the more it is regulated, the more life is altered, and the more it dies out. And the peak of our career should be to become an authority, when in fact the peak should be completely disappear back in nature. And what we are so proud about civilization is a process of conquest, destruction and colonization. And the mechanical execution of the brain is but the oppression of the holistic understanding only the art can provide. The most diminishing thing is the learning of modern skills that in no time turn obsolete. And what is most disgusting is not expressing an opinion, but manipulating a subject to enforce such an opinion. And the law should never be the same for everyone, particularly for those who follow their own nature. And as much as rewilding, the hardest task is the recreation of the tribe and its surrounding network. And at the end of the day, every banana farmer is empty as a coconut. And the aventurism characteristic of hunter-gatherers is replaced by a totally predictable life with sudden burst of violence. And in the name of our Paleolithic being, we rebel against any Neolithic enterprise and bring some fresh air to the rewilding process. And unjustified violence is not because we are too wild, but because we are not allowed to be in the wild. And there is no real culture without any deep sense of primitivism and despise for civilization. In giving up our artificial power, we recover our natural power. And the main question is, who has stolen first, a criminal or the state? And the real difference is not to choose between a dictatorship and an oligarchy, but in the total abolition of power structures. And money-oriented people only discuss with money, and the meanings only put them into a black circuit. And ultimately, the combination of anarchy and ecology leads to hunting and gathering. And the more civilized societies do not require any prisons, because they are in themselves prisons. And the rise of authoritarianism is somewhere in between waking up from a dream and entering into a nightmare state. And the moment we manage to replace nature is the moment death replaces life. And we wouldn't need any destructive extensions if only we would consider the whole of the wilderness as an extension of the whole of ourselves. And certainly we cannot make those who are dry and scientific the promoters of an organic life. And the collapse of civilization is not something we read about, but something we feel from our skin till deep down in our soul. And what modern humans fail to understand is that any vertical seizure of power is unnatural and will only be compensated by a dark abyss. And it is almost as if our duty is to use the very technology dehumanizing humans to rehumanize them. And it is the vehicle in the end, the source of evil, and that is why we shall keep on walking. And it is in our creative disobedience of the system that we can maintain our beautiful sanity. And we had Eden substituted with work and misery, but subculture can be our new Eden. And it isn't about the tool we use, but whether the way we use it enforces the bond with our nature or disrupts it. And ultimately, all modern rights are against the right to be indigenous. And education shouldn't be about keeping the offspring safe indoor, but exposed outdoors. And the only thing scientists cannot grasp is as they get smarter, they grow emptier within. And if the ancient past always provided constantly, the modern present provides greatly to then not provide at all. And everyone is either for a hard or a soft type of progress, notwithstanding that both are forms of regression. And the more civilization locks us up, the more total war seems to be the only reasonable way out. We keep on building on our nature, knowing that the machine in no time can annihilate us. And ironically, the whole of science is at work to contain what science has unleashed. And ultimately has created the technology for a more democratic world, has involuntarily generated the platform for a more autocratic one. And in domestication is the source of all our perversions. And our ability to use the medium as the medium is the way we can carry forward rather than drowning backward. And tripping is for those who have not developed their own ability to travel with their body and soul. If the Neolithic is all about genocide and ecocide, the future ought to be all Paleolithic. And the moment one understands how unfair it is, any power structure, it is the moment one has to find the courage to step out of it completely. And the problem is not the obsessions of the bourgeoisie, the problem is when they are broadcasted to the whole of society. And the anarchist has an idealized view of what freedom should be, while the primitivist has a concrete view based on natural living. And those who promote progress can be considered already perverted by it. And civilization in the end is the imposition of allotment, and in the allotment life not only perverts but dies. and the stream of worldly events bring us down, and it is only our spiritual stream that can bring us up again. And civilization tells superficial stories that make people in a more themselves with it, while the in-depth story will make them hate it. And ultimately what we are educated on is not to respond to the obvious threats that civilization poses. And the more authorities tell us to moderate our tones, we ought to raise them. And with the wind, the breath of our ancestor in our distant cradles. And our hope is that they die out, but these colonizers keep on coming like flies. And ultimately the old chief within us will tell us if we find it suitable to side with the old grandfather, the president, or not. Real culture that will make people autonomous is prohibited by a system that only promotes surrogates. And it is not that we should get used to the middle class, but it is the middle class that ought to get used to the wilderness again, where there is a cultural ecology, we stay, and where there is not, we either escape or perish.